That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, a man by the name of Talbert and his father entered the Jotham-Down store and indicated they would like to buy it. Lum, feeling that the store's future looked none too bright since Miss Hartford had left, quickly leaped at the idea and tried to make a deal. However, Mr. Talbert wanted to have some time first to examine the store's daily receipts and general business condition. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, has it ever occurred to you that many times you are a proving ground for right eating? And that's why, purely by accident, often you find yourself eating the wrong combinations of foods. Now, unfortunately, wrong combinations sometimes lead to gastric hyperacidity. Well, that's when it's wise to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, and then drink it. Alka-Seltzer makes a sparkling, refreshing solution that helps you get fast relief in four ways. It helps soothe an upset, jittery stomach. It helps sweeten a sour stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And the analgesic helps to relieve the headache that so often occurs with an upset stomach. Remember, only Miles Laboratories know how to compound Alka-Seltzer. So for the discomfort of acid indigestion, whether morning, noon, or night, you'll find it wise to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And also, you'll find it economical to get a large package from your druggist and always keep plenty on hand. Don't forget, when you need it, be sure you have it. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store relating to Grandpappy Spears the facts covering the possible sale of the store. Listen.
Yeah, old Colonel Edenton told me he's aiming on selling the store, Abner.
Edenton? Is Vernon in town?
Well, he was visiting.
Well, I do know. Well, ain't he still run that hardware store over at Jackson, Tennessee?
Oh, no, he sold out down there. He's moved over to Biloxi now.
Well, I do know. Well, I never know what he's here.
Hey, you're actually going to sell the store, huh?
Well, Lum says we're a grandpap. I don't know. Maybe it's the best thing to do. The way business has been going here late. Elizabeth, she ain't much for the idea, though.
Thinks you're making a mistake, huh?
Oh, yeah. Facts is, she's threatening to go to Texas and be with her brother. We do sell.
Oh, she always says that whenever she gets mad, don't she?
Yeah. Oh, well, of course, I doubt if she'll actually go
there. Of course not.
And then there's this, too. We might not be able to sell the place.
Well, why not?
Well, these fellas, they want to buy all right, I think, but before they do, they want to look over our books.
Oh.
See how much money we take in, all that, you know.
Well, that's natural.
Yeah, but, Grandpap, we ain't taking in enough money these days to choke a half-growed mosquito. They wanted to start checking up yesterday, and Lum stalled them all.
Well, that was smart of him.
But I don't know what we'll do when they come back today, though.
Well, are these fellas aiming on buying it? Where are they from?
Fort Smith, I believe it is. Some feller and his papa. Yeah, the old man's retard, and his son wants to buy a business for him just to keep him busy, you know. That son of his, Grandpap, is the bossiest one feller I ever seen in my life.
He is, huh?
Oh, no, man. He tells the old man when to stand up, when to sit down, I don't know what all. And his paw don't like it, neither.
Well, I don't blame him. If my boy Hillary ever told me what
to do. There comes Lum. He's got Mr. Talbert and his papa with him.
Well, I don't want to get mixed up in none of your dealings, Abner. I'll just slip out the back way.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right, Grandpap.
Come on in, gentlemen. We'll get right down to business right away.
Fine. That's just what we want to do. Come on, Dan. Follow me.
Yeah, I'm coming. Don't have to tell me everything you do.
I'll get the bookkeeping books. Morning, Abner.
Morning, Lum.
By the way, Abner, did you deposit that $700 that we taken in yesterday?
$700?
Well, that's fine. Glad you done it. When you get time, better write out a $1,000 check to the Eagles Club Charity Fund.
Do what?
And you better put in another order to the wholesale house for $3,000 or $4,000 worth of merchandise. It's going so fast, you just Can't hardly keep it on the shelves no more.
Why, Lum, we couldn't even afford...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Put in an order for a couple of new Fords, too.
Huh?
Now then, gentlemen, you want to see the bookkeeping books, huh?
Well, yes. That's one of the things we wanted to check into.
Fine, fine. Abner, hand me the books there.
Yeah, sure, but I don't think...
Hurry up and get them.
You look kind of tired, Dad. Maybe you better sit down.
Son, I got two legs. I can stand up on them if I want to.
All right, all right. Just remember what the doctor said.
What does he know?
Thank you, Abner.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Just follow me when we can go over in the corner over here. You can sit down and have a place to set the books, and you can look at them all you want to. Just take your time and examine everything good.
All right, that's fine. Thank you.
Right over here.
Good, good.
Here, Dad. Now, let me help you sit down.
Take your hands off me, son. I learned to sit down when I was 2 years old, and I ain't lost an act.
All right now, Dad.
Can't even sit down by yourself anymore.
Now, you fellas just go ahead there now, and if you run across anything you don't understand, why, just ask me. Abner, did you get that $75 order from Ms. Blevins?
$75? Mom, are you crazy? Ms. Blevins ain't never heard of that much money.
Be quiet. This is all part of my plan.
Well, I don't know what your plan is, but after they go over them books, it ain't going to work, Mom. What in the world did you let them fellas see them books for?
Oh, that won't matter. If you got any change in your pocket, rattle it like I'm doing.
Oh, I got some keys here.
That's good.
Balance them together.
If I can't figure out them books myself, they surely can. And just to help it along, I throwed in a few big numbers here and there. Sprinkled a few thousand amongst the pages. But let me tell you the rest of my plan.
Yeah, I'd love to know what's going on here.
Well, I told Cedric to round up Mousy Gray and everybody he could find and have them keep coming in here all day buying lots of stuff and phoning in big orders.
Well, they can't afford to buy a lot of stuff, Lone.
Oh, well, they won't have to pay for it.
Huh?
Just charge it.
Huh?
I told Cedric to have him bring all the stuff back tonight after Mr. Talbert and his papa leave.
Oh, I see. Bring back the store. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, they'll come in here and buy... For the land's sake, look at Cedric coming in there.
Where?
What's he got that false mustache on?
Yes, I know, I never knew.
Oh, me alive.
How do you do, sir? I am Mr. Jones.
No, you ain't. You're Cedric.
I'm really Cedric. I'm just thinking of Mr. Jones.
Oh, Lord.
Cedric, I never told you to do nothing like this. This ain't part of the plan.
I know it, but this is a better plan. Mousy Gray helped me study it up. Mousy's going to let me wear all his detective disguises so I can be a lot of different people. And he's going to do all the telephoning. Ain't that a slickin'?
Don't talk so fast, Cedric. Your mustache is coming off.
And he's already knowed better than to ask you to help.
Well, there's a phone line. It must be Mousy there.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Who'd you say he was, Cedric?
Mr. Jones.
Oh,
Mr. Jot him down, Stover. L. Eddard's talking. Oh, yes, Mr. Gray. Sure, I'll take your grocery order.
Well, Mr. Jones, what can we do for you today?
Well, I believe I'd like $200 worth of gumdrops.
50 cans of hominy, all right.
You don't want gumdrops. You got to bring your stuff back tonight, you know.
70 cans of tomatoes.
Order stuff like Mousy's doing. Ooh.
Well, I'd like $1,000 worth of tomatoes.
Don't order so much.
22 loaves of bread. Check.
Believe I'll take 22 loaves of bread, too.
Check.
14 buckets of lard, yes, sir?
I'll take 40 buckets of lard.
Cedric, you got more than you can carry now. You better just take the bread. Here, I'll help you load it up.
5 gallons of vinegar and...
Right here, Mr. Jones.
Is that all you say, Mr. Gray? Kind of a small order for you. Yeah, we'll send that out today. Goodbye.
That's a pretty big load. Reckon you can carry all that stuff, Mr. Jones?
Yes, Mom. Good day and goodbye.
Good day and goodbye, Mr. Jones.
You want that charged to your account, don't you, Mr. Jones?
Yes, Mom. Good day and goodbye.
Well, there goes Mr. Jones, one of our best customers. You know, Lum, this might work out after all.
Oh, say, Mr. Edward.
Huh? What is it, Mr. Talbert?
There's one item in here I can't make any sense out of at all.
Yes, one.
It's this one. Now, you've got down here Abner 87, Grandpap 91.
Oh, that. Let me see now.
Them's our checker scores, Mom.
Why, that's just a misprint, I think. What it's supposed to be is apples 87 cents and grapefruit 91 cents.
Mom, you've got that wrong now.
If you run across anything else you don't understand, just let me know, Mr. Talbert.
Yes,
Oh, for the land's sakes, look, Lon. There comes Cedric back already. Oh, got a different get-up on this time. Look at that outfit he's got on.
How did it do you do? I am Mr. Smith.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Smith? What can we do for you today? Your mustache and your beard don't match, Mr. Smith.
Well, I had to work fast. I want 22 loaves of bread.
Sorry, Mr. Smith. Mr. Jones is just in and bought all the bread we had.
Grannies, we just can't keep this place stocked up. Everything sells so fast, looks like. What else do you want, Mr. Smith?
Oh, let me see now.
Try cornmeal, Cedric. That's handy.
Oh, I would like 100 sacks of cornmeal.
Better make that 10. That's all we got.
I mean 10 sacks.
All right, fine, Mr. Smith. What else?
Well, that's about all I can carry this trip.
All right, just help yourself. There it is sitting right next to you.
Yes, Mom.
Here, Patches. I'll stack it up on your arm, Cedric. Mr. Smith.
Much obliged.
There's a phone law. Must be Mouth, or it must be another customer.
Yeah, I'll get it. Got him down, store. L. Eddard's talking. Who? Oh, how do you do, Mr. Vanderbilt?
Well, there you are, Mr. Smith. Come back again.
Yes, Mom. Just charge this stuff. Goodbye and good day.
Goodbye and good day to you.
I didn't quite hear you, Mr. Vanderbilt. Oh, yeah, we got molasses. Break both ankles, 12 buckets, huh? 10 barrels of cool oil. 50 sacks of potatoes.
Huh. Must be having
company. What was that last article? Oh, 30 sacks of flour.
Huh,
all right,
crazy.
Mr. Vanderbilt. Yeah, we'll rest this right over to you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Oh, Talbert's bringing them books back away.
Say, Mr. Edwards.
Yes, sir. What is it, Mr. Talbert?
I'm afraid you're going to have to explain these books. I don't seem to understand what system you use.
Oh, yeah, the system.
Yes, I'll say one thing, though. I haven't paid too much attention, but you... seem to be doing a lively business here today.
Oh, hey, it's good. But it's just like that every day, I think.
Hey, Mr. Abner. Mr. Abner.
For the land's sake, Cedric, what are you doing?
It's all right if I bring these groceries back in now instead of waiting until after Mr. Talbert's gone. It started to rain.
If Mr. Talbert had any idea of buying the Jot'em Down store, I'm sure he's given it up now. That is, unless Lum has some other great plan in mind. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, I know many times you bought things which you felt were exactly fitted to your needs. You were so happy with the product that you talked about it to all your friends. Well, that's the way it is with Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is fitted to your needs, especially when it comes to quick and effective relief from occasional headaches. Maybe you've wondered what it is that makes Alka-Seltzer so good for a miserable headache. Well, you see, it's compounded by a secret scientific process known only to the Miles Laboratories. But it's no secret that when you're troubled with such common ailments as a throbbing headache, the discomforts of a common cold, or the distress of gastric hyperacidity, a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer can give you the kind of relief you want when you want it. And when you need it, be sure you have it. Get a large package from your druggist. And remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.